And neither is Citizens. Remember them? I asked director Clive Brill, the man at the helm for its final months, did he think of Citizens as a success?
To me, I mean, looking back on it, and at the time, it seemed like an absolute recipe disaster. I mean, but Radio 4 was rather keen to get some younger audiences in and prove that it had younger audiences. And so it came up with this marvellous idea of taking four or five students fresh out of university and sticking them in one house. But who really cares what five spotty students do in a house?
What have you done?
It's your bad, Jules. What have you done to you?
Don't say a word.
No, it looks great.
No, it doesn't.
What were you trying to do?
I thought I'd try some highlights.
Well, how long did you leave it on?
I was in a hurry and I misread the instructions on the packet.
So it turned into floodlights.
No, I think it looks great.
Oh, I don't know what they're going to say at work.
Well, they're going to put you on the leather department.
Oh, it's not funny. We have continual assessment, you know. These things are noticed.
Well, if you've got it, then flaunt it, honey.
Well, I don't have any choice.
Well, I had to identify what I thought was wrong with it. I thought it was deeply wrong that every character lived in the same building, you know, sort of. And I thought we needed to open it up, both in terms of the range of characters, the age range. More importantly, I was, and always have been, a great fan of Coronation Street. And Coronation Street makes me laugh. Citizens never made me laugh at the time. So I brought in a bunch of writers and I said, look, this is a social comedy, write gags and make the characters laugh a bit more. And I like to think that it became a lot funnier. Sometimes it was ridiculous and stupid, but I think it started to raise its smiles.
Well, why do you think it went then? Was it because the public just weren't that interested in it, or was it the old BBC conspiracy theory? And
I'm afraid I do think it was the BBC conspiracy theory. I think once Michael Green had been hammered over the head enough by the press, I think he finally realised he couldn't, in all conscience, stand up and support it anymore. But obviously, I think he was wrong. I thought we went out on a high, and certainly the postbag that we had at the time proved that there were loads of people out there who were loving it. I made a point of directing the last episode, and I was certainly in tears when Alex, who was, I think, the first voice in the series, said something along the lines of, let us all now escape into fairy dust. She was putting her child to bed and saying, sweet dreams, and let's go into another world. And I feel the tears rising even now as I think about it.
8 o'clock.